Morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's everyone doing on this nippy morning?
Great.
Man, I changed shirts this morning. Hope all is well with you and your families. We want to continue to pray for Jeff and the team that was sent to Jamaica. Continue to pray for them and their safe travels, of course. They will return tomorrow. By the grace of God. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. If you're tuning in for the first time, Pastor Jeff has started a four-part series called Landmines in the Christian Walk. Landmines in the Christian Walk. This series teaches us how to avoid the enemy's tricks, snares, and traps that can cause fatal injury in the life of a believer. Because the attacks from Satan, the devil, are normally not visible. Amen?
Amen?
They are invisible. You can't see them. And that's what makes a landmine a landmine. You cannot see it. But one step, one false move, and boom! In a physical sense, the enemy uses it to destroy the members of a body. In the physical sense, the devil uses it to destroy families, to cause discord, to cause strife, and to take away the peace that you have. So today we're going to be talking about one of the landmines. Jeff has talked about in the past the landmine of compromise and the landmine of slothfulness. This morning, we're going to be talking about the landmine of gossip. Amen? The landmine of gossip. And I believe God has a lot to say about gossip. Amen? He sure does. He sure does. So, if you would, turn with me to Ephesians 4:29. Ephesians 4:29. And if you're there, say amen. If you're not there, say, my neighbor got it. Ephesians 4:29. And it reads, "Let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as is good for edification, according to the need of the moment, so that it will give grace to those who hear." Let us say it one more time. "Let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as is good for edification, according to the need of the moment, so that it will give grace to those who hear." Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your word. We thank you for this time now where we could sit under your feet and learn once again, Lord. Father, help us not to take the time, Sunday, on Wednesday, any time that we're having quiet time, lightly, Lord God. But help us to seize the moment, Lord God, to be drenched with your word, filled with your word, filled with your spirit, Lord God, so that we could have impactful lives for your glory. Lord God, I pray that you use me. I am your vessel. You are the potter. I'm the clay. Use me as you see fit, Lord God, to glorify your name. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, Lord God. God, you are the Lord even of our tongues. So I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that your people, even myself, Lord God, would adhere to your word when we leave this place today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. You saw the video. The video basically gives us an idea of what really happens when it comes down to gossip. What happens is we tear others down. Amen. We huddle together whispering negative things about fellow Christians instead of spending time in prayer, praying for them, or even talking directly to the person who we're slandering. Amen? And slander is one of the branches of gossip. Amen? It means to use false statements to cause injury to someone. Examples include making false statements about someone's character, their intelligence, or what they have done. And there are more people we could gossip to, the more people that we gossip to, the more slanderous gossip becomes. Amen? The telephone game can give us a great illustration of slander. How many of y'all know about the telephone game? Know about the telephone game? All right, I need some volunteers here. Patrick, my wife, let's get a couple of volunteers. Let's get about five. Come on. Both of you all, come on. The telephone game, and come on in the back. Come on, the telephone game. Come on. All right, stand right here. Right beside each other. All right, telephone game. Good. Yeah, come on. Telephone game. All right, we all know that in the telephone game, you say something to the first person, and what I say is supposed to come out down there. Amen?
Amen.
But this is really how slander works. The more you talk about people, the more distorted the story gets, and it becomes slanderous. Amen? So I'm going to say something to her, right? She's going to say it to her, him, so forth, and so on. Amen? Let's see how that works. Say it out loud.
Mike Tyson is the best fighter in the world.
Here's what I said. Thank you all. Appreciate it. Thank you all. Here's what I said. Mike Tyson has big gums and a big head, and he's going to sneeze. At least they got Mike Tyson right. At least they got the person who they want to talk about right? But the fact of the matter, do you see what slander does? Yes, it gets shorter. Okay, words start to change. You start moving, you know, syllables and everything like that. So again, slander is very, very harmful. Appreciate the volunteers for that. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So let's kind of define gossip here. I have three definitions for you. And I do have handouts for you. For anyone who does not have a handout, please get one. Usually when I preach, I really like for you to take something with you. That's how I was taught. Take something. Give them something to take. Amen?
Amen.
So if you don't have one, there is an extra one right here. And we're going to define gossip. And the first definition of gossip The word gossip means to slander and tarnish a person's reputation. Now, we see this in Genesis 39 and 13 through 14. Genesis 39, 13 through 14 speaks of the story of Joseph and how Joseph was in Potiphar's house. While he was in Potiphar's house, Potiphar's wife became attracted to him because Joseph was a good-looking man, smart guy, intelligent guy. But Potiphar's wife wanted Joseph to sleep with him. Joseph refused on many occasions. One day while Joseph was working, she grabbed him. Grabbed his jacket, grabbed his shirt. The Bible said grabbed his cloak. Joseph ran from her. She said, please sleep with me. Joseph ran from her, left his coat, his cloak, his shirt in her hand. Verse 13 is the slander. Verse 13 and 14 of Genesis 39 is the slander. Listen. It reads, when she saw that he had left his cloak in her hand and had run out of the house, she called her household servants. Look, she said to them, this Hebrew has been brought to us to make sport of us. He came in here to sleep with me, but I screamed. Amen? So Potiphar's wife didn't play the telephone game right, did she? She didn't get that story right. She tried to slander and tarnish Joseph's character. Amen? Amen. The second definition of the word gossip. Gossip means to spread rumors about someone. Simply means to spread rumors about someone. Rumors are lies, and in fact, rumors are undocumented lies. Lies that come from a heart of jealousy and envy. Has anybody ever told a rumor on you? How does it feel? How does it feel when someone tells a rumor on you? In fact, how many of y'all, well, you won't know this. You are under the age of 30, but Timex Social Club had a song out called Rumors, 1986. Here's the opening line. How do rumors get started? They're started by the jealous people and they get mad seeing something they had and somebody else is holding. You all know.
Yeah.
Don't make me sing it. Look at all these rumors. That kind of thing. But Proverbs 20:19 says, he who goes about as a talebearer reveals secrets. Therefore, do not associate with one who flatters with his lips. The person who goes around spreading rumors is a talebearer. That's who they are. Tattletale. Street version. Amen. Amen. And God tells us to not associate ourselves with the tattletale. Cut off communication. I'm not going to eat with you at lunch. I'm not coming to your house. You are a tattletale. Amen? Spreading rumors. The third and final definition for gossip is that gossip means to whisper negative things about people. Whisper negative things about people. And I'm certainly guilty here about whispering negative things. But I have discovered that if what you are whispering is so true, why don't you tell the person? Why don't you tell the person about it? Someone once said, gossip is saying behind their back what you will not say in their face. And the easiest way, sometimes we call it a secret, right? The easiest way to keep a secret, though, is without help. If you need help to keep a secret, pretty soon, your secret is going to be all over the city. Amen? Amen. What we need to do here, this is what we need to do. We need to learn how to whisper in God's ear. Amen. That's what we need to do. Why don't we whisper the things that we want to say to people or whisper about people to God? God, I can't stand this person. Lord, help me. Lord, change my heart. Lord, this person is getting on my nerves. Why don't we whisper to God? If we whisper to God, it'll keep our relationships intact so that God could bring about change. Amen?
Amen.
Now, I do have a rule of thumb there. There's an acronym there called THINK. And here's a rule, good rule of thumb when you are tempted to gossip. Amen? If it's not true, helpful, inspiring, necessary, or kind, don't say it. I just gave you the acronym for THINK. If it's not true, helpful, inspiring, necessary, or kind, don't say it. As the people of God and believers of Jesus Christ, I beg you to think before you whisper and slander your brother and sister in Christ. Think about it. Make sure it is true and helpful and necessary and kind before you say it. I need to put that one on my mirror. Our main scripture of focus today is Ephesians 4:29. And Ephesians 4:29 is a passage of scripture that is part of a letter by the Apostle Paul that he wrote to the church of Ephesus. This letter's intent was to make believers at the time aware of their position in Christ and to motivate them to draw upon their spiritual source in daily living. Amen? And the spiritual source is Jesus Christ. Do you know who your spiritual source is? How many of you all know that Jesus is our spiritual source? Amen? Any other source won't do. Amen? Amen? Copper Top, Energizer, they won't do. Give me Jesus. I need someone who has all power. Amen?
Amen?
Power to encourage us when we're tempted to gossip about someone. So Paul admonishes us. He admonished all believers in Ephesians 4:29. There was a list of admonishments there, but we're going to focus here on 4:29 since it applies to gossip. Here's what he says. And we've said the scripture over and over. I want you to get it in your spirit. Let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as good for edifying according to the need of the moment, so that it will give grace to those who hear. There are three principles in this passage of scripture that I believe will help us avoid gossip this morning. Amen? The first principle is ask God to change your heart. Ask God to change your heart. Whatever proceeds out of the mouth comes from the heart. Amen?
Amen.
The Bible says in Luke 6:45, the good man out of good treasure of his heart brings forth what is good, and the evil man out of evil treasure brings forth what is evil. For his mouth speaks from that which fills his heart. When you catch yourself speaking negative and filth, it is because negative is filth and filth is stored up in your heart. So we want to ask God to cleanse our heart, amen? So that our mouth may speak that which is clean, amen? You go by a gas pump. When you go by the gas pump to fill up, it would only spit out what is in the gas pump. Amen? It only pump what is filled with. Amen? You hit that unleaded button, and it pumps out unleaded. Amen? But what if you drove by the gas pump one day and you hit the unleaded button and it pumps out mud? That's right, I said mud. You'd be like, what in the world? You never leave the gas station. And this is what, but this is what God is, how God is looking at us when we talk about others, when we gossip about others. He has created us to use our mouth for edification, for building up. Now that doesn't take away from the fact of telling people the truth. But we're talking about falsehood here. We're talking about gossip. We're talking about slander. And if it's so true, why don't we tell them? Amen? You will only speak what is in you. Whoever gossips to you, here's a point. Whoever gossips to you will eventually gossip about you.
That's true.
I don't think you all got that one. Whoever gossips to you will eventually gossip about you. So if you participating in gossip, your turn is coming. Amen? The second principle to help us avoid gossiping is we must hide the word of God in our heart. Hide the word of God in our heart. The psalmist says in Psalm 119:11, your word that I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Your word that I treasure in my heart, that I may not sin against you. To treasure God's word is to store it up. And when it is stored up, the Holy Spirit can bring it to your tongue at the right moment to encourage someone. So what you're really speaking is stored up things. I'm speaking stored up fruit. Amen? And not filth. Our scripture again, let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as is good for edification according to the need of the moment. According to the need of the moment. There ain't nothing like a right time word. There ain't nothing like a fitting word at the right time. Amen? You know that fitting word, that word that God spoke to you in your time of despair. Your time when you were going wayward, your time when you were negative, your time when you had that bad attitude, God spoke a word to you.
Yes.
There's nothing like an on-time word, a lifter of your head. That's what we need to do more of. We need to fill ourselves with good words if we want to see good words come out. Words that are appropriate for the moment. Amen? The third principle is to meditate on the grace of God. The latter part of the scripture states, so that it will give grace to those who hear. So that it will give grace. Here Paul states a purpose for our good communication. So that it will minister grace to those who hear. We cannot extend grace to others if we don't have a clear view and a clear understanding of grace ourselves. Amen? This is why I say meditate on the grace of God. Psalm 77:12 says, I will meditate on all your work and muse on your deeds. I will meditate on all your work and muse on your deeds. And to meditate just means to think. Think on those things of God. Reflect on his goodness. Reflect on his grace. Amen? How about you? Do you remember when God gave you grace instead of punishment for your wrong? In fact, we are saved by grace. We're redeemed by grace. Amen? So you shouldn't have to think long. You shouldn't have to think long about the grace that God has extended to you. And now that you have that clear view of grace, you should want to extend it to others.
Amen.
You will be able to extend it to others. What if every time you did something wrong or something awkward at the moment, And at the very moment that you did it, you looked up in heaven, you saw Jesus crowding up with the angels, talking about you. Saying, can you believe she burned up the chicken? Can you guess what? He left the baby in the car. Can you believe what they did? What if every time you looked up to heaven, every time you did something wrong, you saw this huddle pointing at you? How would that make you feel? Let's extend that same grace. Let's extend that. God doesn't do that to us. He doesn't do that to us. We ought to think about that the next time we gossip. Let us always remember that it is by God's grace that we are not consumed and we are much deserving of divine punishment. Much deserving of divine punishment. But instead, God gave us life eternal. He gave us eternity. Ask God to change your heart. Hide the word in your heart and meditate on his grace. Amen? Amen. These principles can help us when we are tempted to gossip. In closing, a woman named Karen gossiped about a man named Frank. And she told everybody that his truck was parked at a liquor store down the street. She's going through town telling everybody about this truck she saw parked by the liquor store. She said, I knew he was an alcoholic. I knew he was an alcoholic. She didn't know that Frank's car had stopped on him in the middle of the highway and someone had pushed him off the road right by the liquor store. So when Frank found out, Frank was furious. But then Frank calmed down. When Frank calmed down, Frank said, I got an idea. So Frank took that same truck, parked it at her house that evening and left it there all night and went home. He walked home. Guess what the gossip was about on Sunday? Frank and Karen. Gossip does not pay. If you do not hear it with your ears or see it with your eyes, don't invent it with your mind and spread it with your mouth. One more time. If you don't hear it with your ears or see it with your eyes, don't invent it with your mind or spread it with your mouth. One more time. If you don't hear it with your ears or see it with your eyes, don't invent it with your mind and spread it with your mouth. So that you will not step on the landmine of gossip. Let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word that is good for edification according to the need of the moment, so that it will give grace to those who hear. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we understand your word to be powerful, Lord God. We pray that you would watch your word as it goes forth to the heart. God, guard it, Lord God. Pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that those who have heard this word and have knowledge and have said amen, Lord God, that we would take the initiative to change, to redirect our conversations, to say no to that person when they are approaching us to gossip about others, Lord God. Help us to have clean and wholesome conversations, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Cleanse us, Lord. Fill us with your spirit, Lord. We cannot do it without you. We cannot do it without you, Lord God. And even if our environment, Lord God, is wrong, even if we are reflecting our environment with the words that we say, help our environments to change, Lord God. Crash and burn our environments, Lord God. Help us to leave it behind in the name of Jesus as your people left Sodom and Gomorrah. We pray this in the name of Jesus, God. We love you and thank you, Lord God. I pray for anyone today who does not know you, Lord God, who does not know you as their Lord and Savior, that they will yield their life to you now so that their life would never be the same. That they would right now on the sound of my voice, just say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, I need you. Lord, I believe you to die on the cross for my sins. Come into my heart. Make me anew. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. And you who have said that prayer, it will never be the same. Never. Help them, Lord God, to start the discipleship program, to learn about you, to get to know you, to get to know the one who saves and redeems, the one and true God of all gods. We love you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. And amen.